With the richness of this material, we invite you, especially if it's your first time listening, to relax as you take this new understanding in. There will be plenty of time to digest what you're hearing, along with supporting materials you'll receive and have the chance to engage with over the entire Actualize OS program. We'll start now with Ken's teaching on Level 1.
When a child is born, it feels that its self is one with the environment, and it actually can't easily distinguish where its body stops and the chair starts. And so this is even its physical body and the physical environment can't be distinguished until about 4 months. Even when that happens, the emotional body of the child can't be distinguished from the emotions of individuals around it. And that doesn't happen until about 16 months. And that's actually called the psychological birth of the infant, because the infant as a separate self is actually emerges at that point. So the first level, when it's at its very earliest stages, we just simply call infrared. And one of the common labels, when labels are used, is archaic. And it represents the period historically when humans were transitioning from great apes into actual Homo sapiens. The major needs and drives of this level are simple physiological needs and drives. And so simple things like food, water, shelter, and those kinds of common baseline needs are what drive this particular level. Very few adults remain at this level. If they are, they generally some sort of brain damage or some sort of difficulty that keeps them at this lower level of development. As the infant begins to separate from the environment, then it also starts to develop its first forms of cognition, such as images and symbols. And the way early images and symbols operate in this level, which we call magenta, in this magenta stage, images and symbols kind of fall all over each other. And so it tends to be a type of thinking that is fantasy. Freud called it primary process. A general simple term for it is just magic. And we can still see remnants of that in adults that are, for example, very superstitious. That's a magical kind of thinking. If I take a doll and it looks like a person that I'm upset with, and I stick a pin in the doll, and you think that that will actually hurt that person, that's a typical magical kind of thinking. This stage is also the emergence of, is sometimes referred to as impulsive or instinctual. It's the first emergence of emotional, early sexual kinds of feelings. And so it's the infant, just as it's separated from the environment, has very magical kinds of thoughts and early forms of emotions, impulses, and even early sexual types of emotions.